tuned to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY. Welcome. Tonight's guest is Michael Lerman from the Philadelphia Film Festival. Michael is artistic director for the festival, and the festival runs from October 16th to the 26th. Michael, welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, this festival is in it now in its 23rd year and has just a great reputation of bringing so many different films from around the world. And interested in talking with you over the next 20 minutes and reviewing a couple of the films that are going to be at the festival this year.
Great.
So the festival is described on the website at filmadelphia.org, and we're talking to you about the second weekend of the festival. It's already in full swing and running through Sunday, October 26th. Year after year, the festival delivers several kinds of film and succeeds in many ways. The guide notes that it presents films that can inform, inspire, and assist in transforming our communities. And maybe you can give a couple of examples of how you see the festival accomplishing those kinds of things.
Well, I like to think that we bring kind of unique content to the city. It's always really important to me when we're picking stuff to think about kind of building people's visual literacy and thinking about how they read film as an artistic medium versus just an entertainment medium. And so, you know, we like to do both, and we like to kind of celebrate all types of film at the festival, but I think that we like to also kind of, it's bringing a new element to the community, much in the same way that an exhibit at the Philadelphia Art Museum would be, or the ballet. I mean, it's we like to see it as a huge culture event. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is that I think that we try to pick films speak to many areas of the community. There are films from all over the world, and there are films that deal with all sorts of issues kind of locally and globally. So I think it's kind of something for everyone and speaking to different communities through cinema.
And you've noted in the guide, you know, I saw where you said, please take risks and step outside of your comfort zone as an audience member. And that's really always something that's probably good to consider when you go to a film festival. And can you give a couple of examples of films this year that do that, that would be a good one to consider stepping outside your comfort zone?
Sure. So a film that I think people would really enjoy if kind of they discovered and took a risk on the subject matter is a film called The Duke of Burgundy, which is about a lesbian sadomasochistic relationship. But it's a really elegant, kind of beautifully done, classy piece of cinema, despite what that subject matter might kind of bring up in your mind. So, you know, sadomasochism and that kind of relationship between two people often is seen on screen as kind of a seedy thing. And there are seedy points to it, but there's also a beauty to this film that would take some risks with it. Another film that I think is worth noting is a film called Happy Valley about the scandal at Penn State, the Joe Paterno and Sandusky. And so that's a film that, you know, might be subject matter that people might want to shy away from, but it really does a fair job at kind of looking at both sides. And it's the film that this topic deserves, and I think the city deserves and the state deserves for that reason.
Yeah, that film is really an awakening film, and who's the director on that film? Are you familiar with who's really put that together?
Yeah, his name's Amir Barlev. He made a film called My Kid Could Paint That several years ago that was really popular. He made another film called I'm Pat Tillman. So he's a pretty seasoned, great documentary filmmaker, and he definitely lends all his talent to the subject matter.
This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon, talking with Michael Lerman of the Philadelphia Film Festival. Well, this year, as well as the Ritz Theaters and Ritz at the Bourse in Old City, and also the Prince near City Hall, this year's festival locations include two screens at the PFS Roxy Theater, 20th and Sansom, which opened at the end of last year. I guess this is the first year that's been included there in the festival. And can you talk a little bit about what that's allowing you to bring to the festival and to Philadelphia year-round?
Yeah, I mean, it's our new home. We were looking for a way to kind of extend out the work we've been doing in the festival throughout the year, and also help show some commercial movies that we weren't able to show in regular release. The city of Philadelphia has a limited number of screens for art house release, so we've been able to open some things that wouldn't normally open in Philadelphia, and we've been able to kind of cultivate that audience more. We're also doing great year-round programs like the Graveyard Shift series. The festival has extended out into a program now, a program called Saturday Morning Special that's kids' movies on Saturday morning. There's a program of local films called Philadelphia that happens on Tuesday nights that's worth coming and checking out. It's all local filmmakers. And this is the kind of stuff we wanted to do year-round. We wanted to be able to do all the time. So now we took over the Roxy, and we've been able to do it.
So that allows you to take even some ideas that you've done in the festival and just expand on them all year, and even, it sounds like, maybe even certain days of the week.
Definitely. And we have a plan in the works to do more, so keep your eyes peeled on the Roxy website for more information.
And there's two screens at that venue now, 20th and Sansom, is that right?
Yeah. It's always been two screens, but we refurbished everything, and we built it out into better projection and sound, and we redid all the seats, and the whole thing looked completely different. If you haven't been in there since we redid it, it's worth coming down and checking it out.
Good, I'm looking forward to that. Now, about 15 films are shown per day at generally around four different venues, although you have many more venues, and some of those screens are co-located during the festival. About how many full-length films are being presented this year?
Should be 90, I believe, the final count.
And then, of course, you also have animated shorts.
Yeah, we have a program of animated shorts. We have some live-action shorts that are both showing in front of features and showing in a program in the last weekend. Yeah, I mean, we like to celebrate cinema of all kinds, so, and really try to bring some stuff that people wouldn't see otherwise. So the shorts are another great thing to do with that.
During the festival, you're finishing up a two-month look at David Lynch's works. And, you know, there's been a lot of things going on in Philadelphia. I guess a display of some of his paintings. He had studied there in Philadelphia back in the late 60s, which was a critical period in his creative development. And he's an alum of Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts. And you're going to show some of his films. He's been there to speak recently in Philadelphia. Are there any special features and things happening during the festival as well related to his work?
No, though I will mention, you know, because we've been doing a lot of stuff. We've been doing talkbacks with all the other screenings, and we've been doing, you know, we had him here for Lost Highway, and we did a great conversation with him. But I will mention that we are showing everything on 35mm, which is more and more rare nowadays. So being able to do that is really exceptional, I think.
You're tuned to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Charles James, talking with Michael Lerman of the Philadelphia Film Festival. You can go online at filmadelphia.org to find out complete information on the festival. Go through the entire guide there and discover what you'd like to see at the festival. Could you talk a little bit about other film festivals that were attended to research films in this year's Philadelphia Film Festival? It was mentioned in the guide that a few new festivals were attended, and that's given you some more material to select from.
I mean, we go all over the world. We go to Berlin, we go to Sundance, we go to Cannes, Toronto, Los Angeles. We went to the Tribeca Film Festival. We went to South by Southwest this year. We always do a couple more unique trips. I went to Cartagena and found a Colombian movie that we're showing called Menos Sucias, which is really fantastic. We go everywhere. You know, it's a lot of screening in a lot of locations to try to find the best stuff to bring back to Philadelphia.
And do you have an expanded number of people on staff that are now helping with that?
Yeah, for programming, it's myself and Andrew Greenblatt, who's the executive director, and then we have two programmers, Tom Coyne and Ryan Warner, and two associate programmers, Doug Jones and Charlotte Cook, and then we have a set of screeners, too. We have a fantastic programming manager named Cheryl Santa Cruz. And now we've brought on this really, really great director of programs and education, Allison Kohler, who has been doing a lot of work on the year-round programs that we talked about earlier, and helped us with some of the retrospective screenings during the festival, and she's doing a lot of work with our great free ticketing program called PFF on Us, which allows us to make, through a grant from the Wincote Foundation, it allows us to make the American Independence section and the documentary section free in the festival. So she's been doing some really great work with that and some student work too. And so that's, you know, it's quite a large programming team.
And the fact that you can see free films, and I think overall the film festival is very affordable compared to some festivals. So I think it's an amazing festival. And as you mentioned, the American Independence and documentaries are free this year, once again.
Yeah, I mean, we always like to do that as part of our way of giving back to the community as well. You know, we looked at some models of other festivals that were 100% free, and we kind of wanted to try that out. So whatever possible, being able to bring work for a low rate or for a free rate is always the best for us. You know, we do other promotions too. All the Graveyard Shift films, all the Midnight films this year are cheap. They're for $6.66. So that's a little promotion we're doing as well. We like to give these things to the community.
One of the films that stood out for me, I noticed that this year you're not doing as many, it didn't seem like you're doing as many Asian or Middle Eastern films, and although you have this one particular one called Point and Shoot. Let me play a clip from that, and then we can talk about it.
When I graduated from Georgetown, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do at all. I decided I'm going to hit every single Arab country. I bought sawed-off shotguns where I kept them under my clothes for self-defense. Got attacked by a village mob. It was just one crazy adventure after another.
A revolution is spreading across the Arab world.
The protest movement is now spreading to Libya, where Colonel Muammar Gaddafi runs one of the most repressive regimes in the entire region.
I could not imagine sitting at home watching on TV my friends being killed.
Well, I'm now in Libya. I've just crossed the border.
They were firing at us from buildings. They were using snipers. And then I woke up in prison to the sound of a man being tortured in the room above me.
Now, this is Point and Shoot. This is an American that's filmed footage over several years.
Yeah, it's a several year piece of work, and it's made by a filmmaker named Marshall Curry, who won an Academy Award for his documentary Street Fight about the mayoral race in Newark. This is a unique film because it's got a really unique central character. Some of which you just heard, and a lot of the beauty of the film is the way it unfolds and the way you learn more and more about him and about current events through his eyes and the way he sees the world. So I'll say a little bit about it, but it's really one of these things that's like really great to come and just discover. And I don't want to peel back too many of the layers before you get a chance to look at it.
It's interesting. I thought in terms, like you said, current events, it just allows people to really think about why would somebody go over there and even get involved in the Middle East. So that's one I think it sounds like one of those classic kind of film festival movies to see. We'll be back with more information on the Philadelphia Film Festival on Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY after this.
Program support on WDIY, we thank our members and Alam Gallery, 106 North 4th Street, Easton, announcing their two-week fall open house at their gallery in downtown Easton, October 22nd to the 25th, from 11 to 4 p.m. or by appointment. On exhibit will be owner-artist Denise Alam's Sandy's original pastels, watercolors, and oil paintings. For more information, 610-923-7101 or online at alumgallery.com.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Sands Bethlehem Event Center. Presenting Garrison Keillor, November 11th, the star of the Prairie Home Companion Show, in his only area appearance. Garrison Keillor tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com, and for more information, SansEventCenter.com.
Hello, this is Eleanor Barbro inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of the program is that so many events happen in our lives over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. Each week, we address a topic and feature guests who advocate making positive changes in our lives. I invite you to join us each Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. on WDIY.
WDIY thanks its members and Icon, a monthly publication that serves as an intersection of art, entertainment, culture, opinion, and mad genius, serving the Lehigh Valley, Bucks County, and the greater Philadelphia area since 1992. For home delivery and more information, 800-354-8776 or on the web at icondv.com.
We're back here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon talking with Michael Lerman, the Artistic Director of the Philadelphia Film Festival, about this year's festival, which runs through October 26th. And you always have a number of interesting documentaries, and there's another one called The Immortalists. And I'm going to play something from that one as well. Maybe you can comment on that.
We're interested not in slowing aging down, but in actually reversing it.
Harvard has actually been able to reverse aging in mice using telomere lengthening technology.
Once we are really truly repairing things as fast as they go wrong, game over. We will have the ability to live indefinitely.
If Bill gets to his goal, then our marriage is forever and ever and ever. Think about that one.
I can view myself as a poster boy at his peak. There's going to be much less difference between people of different chronological ages.
Immortals is one of our more fun selections in the documentary sidebar. It's interesting because it's kind of another thing that's very character-based, but in a very different way. It's about these two very arrogant men who believe they've figured out a way to stop aging, to cure aging. And it talks very much about our view of death and our look at immortality and all these things, but through a very humorous tone because of the way these men present themselves. And they both think they have great theories. They don't necessarily agree with each other. And so it's really interesting to see them kind of spar on screen a little bit.
Going through the different selections you have a number of different categories, typically as masters of cinema, world narratives. In this American Independence category, in which you have a film called Kumiko the Treasure Hunter, which looked like it was pretty popular at a number of different festivals.
I mean, Kumiko the Treasure Hunter, how could you stay away from a movie with a title like that? Not only that, but it's a film about a Japanese woman, it's based on a true story, but a Japanese woman who finds a videotape of Fargo and the Coen brothers' film Fargo and believes it's real. And so she goes to the States to find the money that Steve Buscemi buried under the snow. And so it's this very dry comedy by these two brothers from Austin named the Zellner brothers, David and Nathan Zellner. And it's really kind of brilliant plotting and brilliant scripting and a really beautiful performance by Rinko Kikuchi, who starred in Babel. So it's definitely one worth checking out. It's also one that's free. So
right, because the American Independence series is like that. Then there's a film called Winter Sleep, for those who want to invest the better part of some time to watch a film. It's over 3 hours long.
Yeah, but it's, certainly worth the watch, as you might see from the amount of awards it's picking up. It won the biggest prize in Cannes, La Palme d'Or. It's by Nuri Bilge Ceylan, who made a film called Once Upon a Time in Anatolia that we had in the festival a couple years ago. And he makes these really beautiful, very subtle pieces about kind of contemporary state in Turkey. And this one really talks about male-female relationships and the way women are treated. And it's got a great script, like an incredibly well-written and smartly plotted script. And beautiful scenery up in the mountains. It's definitely worth the sit. It's an investment, but it's worth it.
Now, is that set in Turkey?
It is set in Turkey.
So another one, kind of, you know, that I think one of the things you get out of a festival like this is just the exposure to the culture that we see on TV and the news all the time, but you get more of a feel for what that culture is really like.
Yeah, and this is definitely a culture-based film.
You're tuned to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Charles James, talking with Michael Lerman of the Philadelphia Film Festival. It seems like a few more films were in English this year than before.
But I don't think it's actually true. But again, it's the kind of thing where I like weigh everything and we try to have inclusion of everything, but ultimately the most important factor is going to be the quality of filmmaking. So, you know, if we had 90 of the most brilliant Turkish films, that would be the only thing we showed.
And perhaps what it is looking more of what's on the weekend versus what's during the week. So I've noticed some of this.
I think that's probably actually true.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Because I think that we made an effort to consolidate the guests to the weekends, and a lot of the guests are domestic.
Are there any particular standouts this year that you think are, you know, you mentioned a couple earlier that we ought to consider. I noticed that Jean-Luc Godard has a 3D film out as called Goodbye to Language 3D.
Yeah, it's really fascinating piece of work. It's he's really kind of deconstructed everything he's been doing, and it's this brilliant experimental piece that talks about relationships between people and how communication has broken down over the years via technology. But it also, you know, plays with 3D as a format. It plays with video as a format. It plays with your perception of how those things should be used on screen. It's a pretty aggressive film, but it's a really fascinating film, too. And it's kind of just as subversive as you would expect from Godard.
So that's one to check out. Anything else particular jump out in your mind taking place over that second weekend or maybe perhaps during the week?
It's a film called Girlhood that I like quite a bit. It's a crowd pleaser. It's French. It's about a group of black teenagers, black girls in the suburbs of Paris. And it's a coming-of-age story, but it's really fun and really beautifully made, like really, really, really smartly made.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's worth watching. That's one that I think will be kind of a surprise hit for people when they see it. So that's one that stands out to me.
Well, it's as far as tickets go, people can find them online or by they can call to reserve tickets for a show and pay for their tickets. They can be held at will call. They can print them out. So there are a few different options for people who like to attend the festival. A few tips for the festival. And one thing I think is always, not necessarily a tip, but make sure to cast your vote after each film, right? Each year you keep track of who the winners are and the different categories that you've set up.
Yeah, it's really helpful to us. It means a lot to the filmmakers to be eligible for the audience award, but also it's helpful to us because we like to know what you like so we can keep bringing what you like every year.
How far in advance would you recommend that people maybe show up for a film beforehand? I know that you have a number of different kind of passes people can have. They can buy individual tickets, and you do try to start on time, right? There are no previews?
There are no previews, and we recommend you showing up 30 minutes before. We also, if a show is sold out, we have a rush line. So we will let the rush line in starting 30 minutes before if there's extra space after we've let everyone else in. So come early, get a good seat, come stay all day. Badges are still on sale. You can go to our website, philadelphia.org, or you can call by phone at 267-607-3385 and order whatever you're looking for.
People can follow along also on Twitter at PhillyFilmSOC. Or on Facebook at Phila Film Society and online philadelphia.org. Looks like you should also maybe use social media to stay up on unforeseen changes.
Yeah, we're always evolving and adapting to everything that's going on. We actually added a film today called The Guest. It's a really, really great, fun genre film. We're showing it at midnight in the first weekend. So we'll hopefully be a few more surprises coming up. So,
all right. Michael Lerman, Artistic Director of the 23rd Philadelphia Film Festival. Thanks for being my guest today on WDIY's Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
Okay, thanks so much, Charles.
All right, thank you, Michael. This is Charles James. You've been listening to WDIY.